Liz Pelka. Hurricane Dorian pummeled the U.S. mid-Atlantic Thursday with drenching rains and powerful winds. The now Category 2 storm threatened to inundate low-lying coastal lands with surging storm water of 2 meters or more. Meanwhile, the storm left at least 20 people dead in the Bahamas, where residents and the government are facing an overwhelming recovery effort. Many communities on Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands flattened and left in rubble. AP correspondent Michael Weisenstein reports from Abaco. Not much aid has arrived yet.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police, but so far there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming. I think it may be starting today, but people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
U.S. President Donald Trump has sent the Coast Guard and urban search and rescue teams to help. An American service member is among 10 people dead after another Taliban attack in Afghanistan Thursday. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry said another 42 people were wounded in the suicide car bombing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It was a suicide car bombing in a busy diplomatic area of Kabul, the second such attack this week amid word of a preliminary deal with the Taliban on ending America's longest war. The Afghan government's warned the negotiations are moving dangerously fast, that talking peace with a group that's still killing innocents is meaningless. The American was the fourth U.S. service member killed the past 2 weeks. A Romanian soldier also died, and dozens of people were wounded. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says the decision to withdraw a controversial extradition bill in the semi-autonomous China